are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So it's like comparing apples and oranges, right? Complementarian. Hey, today the English is not coming through. Okay, let me do that again. Okay, so it's like comparing apples and oranges, right? Complementarian and egalitarian roles each have their own flavor. While the other focuses on specific role, the other one promotes sharing everything equally. So let's see how these two approaches stack up and what they mean for modern marriages. We're joined once again by my pastor, Pastor Genesis Mitibela here, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Sister Zanelle. How are you?
I am good. And you? Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
Welcome, my sister.
Indeed. So before we start, Mpundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer us a word of prayer?
I'll do that. Shall we pray? Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you once again, dear Lord, for affording us such an opportunity in the third day to discuss, dear Lord, on issues pertaining our families. Thank you so much, Father, for giving us such a favor. For pray this in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Fundisi, yesterday, you know, as we were wrapping up, there was a question that came through that I think, you know, we should start today's conversation with it so that our listener, you know, can be answered. The question came through, I think it's Elder Ngomo, who asked that, is this egalitarianism a feminine thing? Because yesterday we were speaking about, you know, egalitarianism. Yay! So he wants to understand if it's a feminine thing or it's an everybody's thing.
Okay. That's a good question, Sister Zanelle. Is egalitarian a feminine thing? Yeah. No. Actually, in capital letters. Mm-hmm. No. Egalitarianism is not inherently feminine.
Okay.
It's not. Yeah. In fact, this one is it is a philosophical and social approach that advocates for equal rights, opportunities, equal treatment for all. Please, not all for all individuals, regardless of gender, regardless of race, regardless of ethnicity, or other characteristics. Mm-hmm. That's egalitarianism. It's not inherently feminine. In fact, Sister Zanelle, it is very important for our listeners to understand what egalitarianism in relationships and marriage is about and is not about.
Okay.
Number one, egalitarianism in relationships and marriage is about mutual respect, decision-making, equal responsibilities, and open communication, as well as collaborative problem-solving. It is not anti-masculine.
Okay.
It is not pro-feminine. It is not gender-specific. Rather, it's a balanced approach that values equality, justice, mutual support, respect, and collaboration. That's what feminism is. Yeah. It's not inherently feminine, as others may think. Yeah, it's not.
Thank you. Thank you for that one, Mdala. I hope that, Mfundis, I hope that the Mdala was listening and he got there. So coming through to today's, you know, conversation, Mfundis, what are the main differences between complementarian and egalitarian roles in marriage?
Yeah, they differ fundamentally, my sister. They differ fundamentally. There's a fundamental difference between the two models. In fact, when you look at complementarianism, the husband leads and the wife submits. Yet in egalitarianism, there is mutual submission and shared relationships. Then there are gender-based roles. Husband is a leader and wife is a helper in complementarianism. Yet in egalitarianism, there are no gender-based roles, but shared responsibilities.
Yeah.
And also in complementarianism, there are different spheres. That means the husband working outside and wife working inside, that is home. While they share spheres in egalitarianism, Both partners work outside, both partners manage home. And also, another difference is that in a complementarianism, husband, yes, a final authority. In egalitarianism, there is what we call joint decision making. They use collaborative approach. Finally, the emphasis in complementarianism is the emphasis is on male headship and female submission. While least in egalitarianism, emphasis is on mutual respect and equality. Yes, those are the differences. They are fundamental, and there are differences which are seen and understandable.
So how can couples now, have with different views on roles, find a middle ground? If we, for example, I'm on the complementary while my husband is on the egalitarian, how then do we find common ground?
Okay. Common ground. I don't know if common ground will be common ground, Bozi. It is hard to find, but however, it's something that we try to do. It's something that we can try to do by having open communication. You need to discuss these perspectives and listen actively. That's very important. And also, you need to be identifying shared values. Try focusing on common goals and common priorities. And that way you may find common ground. And as well, you need to be respecting differences. Always acknowledge and appreciate our individualism, individual views. Yeah, the moment we like to do so, then we will never be on any common ground. And another thing is that you need to use a collaborative problem-solving approach when you are to find a common ground. Work together to find solutions. Then another most important thing, Sister Zanele, in trying to find the common value, my sister, is flexibility.
Okay.
Yeah, flexibility. Be willing to compromise and adjust. Yeah, be willing to compromise and adjust. You will always be fine. Actually, I think this is the most important one, the main one in trying to find definitely, my sister, we are born from different families, coming from different backgrounds. Of which I have heard people actually, when they preach about our family life, they say, we must try to adjust. You come from that extreme and you come from that extreme, and let's come and meet in the middle. That which they are referring to be the middle is what we are saying, the common ground.
Yes.
Yes, that's the common ground. So in other words, you need to be compromising on what you think is right. You were grown thinking that was right. And we have met a stranger who also grew in another environment where this was right. So as you come, as you adjust, as you compromise, you come to meet in the middle. And that's what we are saying. That's what we call common ground. And another thing that actually causes partners to find it difficult in finding a common ground is failure in defining roles. Yeah, you just need to define roles. You need to define roles. And by so doing, do it together. Don't come with a paper from that other end and say, I think these are the defined roles. No. We sit down.
Yeah.
Then we help each other in defining roles. To create a shared understanding. Yeah, definitely, Sister Zanele, from your background, you have your own understanding of things. In fact, my view, and I have my own view. But together, if you are to find a common ground in this model, then we need to be able to share our understanding. Yes, and we cannot leave out the issue of our regular evaluation.
Yes.
Yeah, assess, adjust the roles as needed. And also, yeah.
So looking at both systems, Mpundisi, what are some pros and cons for each approach in everyday life?
Yeah. You know, the fact that we are living in a sinful world, there is nothing that does not have cons. And everything has pros. Depending from which view are you seeing them?
Okay.
Are you seeing them from the view, the north view, or the south view? They all have pros, they all have cons. But maybe let's start looking at the complementarian approach. Yeah, the pros and cons of complementarian approach. In a complementary approach, the pros are you have clear roles and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's defined leadership and decision making. And another thing that is that we may call an advantage in a complementary approach is efficient household management. I think that it's self-explanatory. Just because mama is working inside the home. Yeah, there's efficient household management. And also there's also traditional values and social norms that are respected. You know, you definitely, like we said yesterday, that we are people. We are what we are because of our society. And it becomes an advantage for us. And also, sister, another advantage in complementarianism, there is a sense of security and stability.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are also some cons and some disadvantages, like limited personal growth and limited autonomy. And there's also inequality and potential resentment in a complementarian approach. Also, in complement, we are restricted to gender roles.
Yes.
Yes. And another disadvantage is that there's lack of mutual decision making. Which causes actually a potential for abuse of power. End up. So this is complementarian approach.
Yeah.
And when you look at the egalitarian now, we also have advantages and disadvantages. We have mutual respect as advantage and equality. We have shared decision making and responsibility. And personal growth and autonomy is there. We also have flexibility and adaptable roles. And it enhances communication and teamwork. Those are the advantages. It's advantages, you know, there's potential conflicts and disagreements. Chances are, because already we are trying to adjust to find a common ground.
Yeah.
And split lines and unclear roles that we just need to be in mind. I think that we always want to look into and say, oh, and also increase the stress and responsibilities. Yeah, because we said we are shared equally. You do it and I'll do what we have allotted.
Yes.
And the issue of challenging traditional norms, it's a disadvantage.
It's a disadvantage. So if we combine the two, Mfundiswam, we can combine the two elements from both approaches, you know, work in a marriage and how so. And I also appreciate how you said it's a disadvantage depending on which side you look at it from, you know. So combining the two, can it work? Can really it work?
Combining the two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think maybe if you allow me to say this, I want to say a big yes. Yeah, because combining elements from both complementarian and egalitarian approaches can work in a marriage. You know, it actually creates a unique blend.
Yeah.
That was the couple's needs. Was the problem with us, you know, we just want the things that we think is good. But if we combine, like when you're combining egalitarian and complementarian, you are actually picking that which is good for you. And you blend your own. I don't know what you call that. Yeah, but I want to kind of encourage those who are studying these models of marriage, especially those who are not yet married. It is important actually to go through this kind of lesson before you get married and be able to know what is in egalitarian, what is in complementarian. And then you as a couple, you try now to combine, you say, let's pick this from this, pick this from this one. You actually create a unique brand of your own relationship, which suits you.
Yeah, and I think putting all your effort into it, because sometimes you might say we are combining, but we are not fully, you know, into making it work. It's more like, hey, place my way or the highway, you know.
Let's just take a complementarian egalitarian blend. When you look in, number one, you might blend it this way by shared leadership, where husband and wife share decision making. While this, you're also bringing flexible roles, you adapt roles based on circumstances. That's because you are agreeing on this thing. And also mutual submission. Submit to each other in love now. Yeah, that's very important. And respect for communication. You know, communication falls, active listening falls on both models. And the collaborative problem solving also, it also falls on that. So you are kind of bringing it together, whereby the father, I mean, husband and wife, share financial decision making. Wife takes a lead on child care and husband on household management. Jointly discuss and decide on major life changes.
Indeed. So as we wrap up on Pundiswami, how do these roles now, affect the way in which couples make decisions together? Not this one that you come back, hey, you find the house is upside down, you were not told.
Yeah, you know, definitely, these roles, which we are calling roles all over, whereby we are saying shared roles or maybe traditional roles or gender-based roles, they really affect the way couples live on day-to-day lives. Mm. Number one, in complementary decision-making, you are saying husband typically makes final decision.
Mm.
And the wife provides input, but husband is authority.
Yeah.
That's the complementary. And also decisions may be based on traditional gender roles. And wife may feel less empowered, my sister.
Mm.
Or head. Yeah, you feel like, I think this is the most one. Wife, where wives actually, they feel less empowered. And the reason why, all the seminars that I had of marriage and family, I've picked this, that women feel less powered and head in their relationships. And I think it is because of this. And also there's potential patriarchal decision making in a complementarian. Whilst in egalitarian decision making, joint decision making and shared responsibility, you know, this alone, it's something that you see everybody's smiling.
Yeah.
And mutual input, discussion and consensus. You reach the same consensus after discussing.
Mm.
Yeah. Input in everything that you're, and also decision based on shared values and norms.
Yeah,
it's very important. It's very important. So it's there. It really affects the roles. They really affect in how decision making is done in our homes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Thank you, Mfundisi, for this, looking at both systems that are there and how they can work. I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer for our couples that are doing both, that are doing any of the two, but just offer a word of prayer for them.
Okay, don't make me laugh before I pray.
Ay, for this.
Okay, they are doing both. Oh, they are doing the other. Okay. All right, let us pray, sisters and our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Our Father in heaven, we come before the throne of mercy, knowing, Lord, that it is you who have instituted this thing called marriage. And Father, as we try to live together in this sinful world, may you help us, dear Lord, to understand each other, dear Lord, and be able to live with what fits us most. And when we are in this marriage relationship, Father, we are praying that whoever tries to take a lesson from this lesson, it is my prayer, Father, that it may be done in love and may be done in your spiritual understanding, so that we may understand it from the spiritual view. Thank you so much, Father. In everything that we have said, in everything that we have done, we might have aid against thee. May you forgive us. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Bundisi. To the chat again tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.